Many of the Jewish leaders and people probably wouldn't have hated Jesus so much if they had only recognized that he was the Messiah. And for Christians reading Luke's gospel, it seems fairly obvious that Jesus really was the long-awaited son of David. Did the Jews in Jesus' day have mistaken ideas about who the Messiah would be and what he would do? Why didn't the Jews recognize that Jesus was the Messiah?
One of the best texts in the Old Testament to discover the role of the Messiah is Psalm 2, which speaks about the way in which God has established this particular king, this anointed one, this Messiah, on his holy hill, Zion in Jerusalem, and how he's going to be the one who's going to, well, he's going to be Lord over the whole world. The ends of the earth are going to be his possession. The obedience of the nations is going to be his. And that psalm ends with the rulers of the earth being called to kiss the Son or to bow down and to worship him. This sets up an incredible picture of what the role of the Messiah is. And over the centuries, as the Jewish people reflect on that, they're expecting someone to come who's going to be like David was, who was the king before, but who's going to be a ruler. Now, in Jesus' day, there were other expectations as well, that the Messiah would come and restore the temple, and that the Messiah would redeem Israel. And they began to understand this in a more political sense, that surely if the kingdom was going to be restored to Israel, then we're going to be Lord over the whole world. But that wasn't the way it was going to be.
When we look at the Old Testament especially emphasizes that the Messiah is, first of all, a son of David. Of course, David was that great king of Israel, who trusted in the Lord so significantly, won powerful victories in many, many ways, obeyed the Lord. Of course, he had some significant failings as well. But David becomes the paradigm of what the Messiah will be. He will be a ruler who brings peace to the nation. And so we see in the latter part of the Old Testament, after David has died, there is an expectation that a son of David will come. And that's especially aligned with the idea that there will be peace and righteousness and joy. Of course, this plays right into the New Testament, doesn't it? When we read, even before the New Testament, there's a little book called the Psalms of Solomon. And there's this strong expectation of a son of David who would come. He would rescue the nation from their oppressors. He would roust out the Romans and defeat them. There would be peace with this ruler upon the throne. And of course, that's a central part of what we find in the Old Testament expectation. But mixed in with this is this expectation as well in Isaiah 53 and some other passages that the Messiah would suffer. Now, interestingly enough, from all the evidence we have, the Jewish people did not understand that as well. I mean, we even see that in the New Testament. When Jesus begins to explain to his disciples that he's the son of David and he's the Messiah, they agree and they confess him as such. But their expectation is that he would bring in an age of peace and righteousness. He would destroy their enemies. But then Jesus shifts gears on them a little bit, helping them understand the fullness of what the Old Testament teaches about the Messiah. Indeed, in terms of the suffering servant, and immediately the disciples are quite perplexed. That strand of the Old Testament teaching, they hadn't integrated well into their thinking. Indeed, we don't know exactly what they thought about Isaiah 53 at all, but apparently they didn't clearly understand that to refer to the Messiah. So it was quite an education for the disciples to begin to understand that the Messiah would suffer and he would die and he would be crucified. Their notion was the Messiah was pleasing to God, and anyone who was pleasing to God would not end up being crucified. So we have to take these two strands together, and what we actually see in the scriptures is that the victory predicted for the Son of David would not come by him destroying his enemies, but by taking suffering upon himself, by absorbing the sins of humankind upon himself. So it was quite a radical idea, which virtually no one understood.